Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. China's exports and imports shrank unexpectedly in November as the world's fourth largest economy slowed in response to the global credit crunch. Economists had expected exports to rise 15% and imports to be up 12% compared with November of a year ago. But the data showed exports fell 2.2% from a year earlier, and imports dropped by 17.9%. Trade guesses for tomorrow's WASD report are out, and the numbers look like this in billions of bushels. The average trade guess for wheat, 595 million for ending stocks for the new year. Corn, 1.238. And soybeans, 202 million bushels. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 8,751 is up 60.29. The NASDAQ, 1551.84, is up 4.5 points. And the S&P 500 is at 894.08. It's up 5.41.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Away from your computer or radio, you can still keep up to date on commodities with AM 580's Market Analyst Portal. Call 217-333-3434 from any phone to listen to the opening and closing numbers and the latest analysis from our stable of brokers. We update the billboard twice a day at 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m. Get on the map. The number to call is 217-333-3434. Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. In the Midwest Corn Belt, colder weather has returned and will be with us for the next several days. And not much in the way of precipitation the next few days, though, but cool nonetheless. It does look like we're seeing a shift in the jet stream wind pattern, and we'll have to just see how this evolves. But it may eventually take the cold air away from us and shift it more to the west. There are some signs that in the interim, some very cold air early next week will be in the upper Midwest and northern plains, and also heading out to the Pacific Northwest. That's an area that's been mild of late, but is expected to turn unseasonably cold starting next week. We could see temperatures in the Pacific Northwest wheat areas down into the single digits or even in a few cases below zero, and that would be, of course, of concern to some of the wheat out there. So we'll just have to see how this all plays out. There are other parts of the northern hemisphere on the other side of the world that have been extremely cold, and we've been talking about unusually cold air over the Arctic for months now, but we have not seen a whole lot of the brunt of that cold air come in here this season. Just in the last few weeks have we really had cooler than average weather. But we were concerned about it in September because if any of that unusually cold air had come down at that time, we would have had an early freeze. But it does look like we may get into a southwest flow next week, which would be a little bit milder and also wetter. So it looks like we'll go into a wetter weather pattern. So for those that have field work, I don't really see really good weather for that anytime soon because now we've gone from really cold and snow or to where now we may see just wet conditions for a while. But, of course, we want to focus our attention on the southern hemisphere and in specific South America because there are some some issues that are of concern down that way. First off, it looks like it's getting hot again in Paraguay and far northern Argentina. Some places in that area will get into the 100s here. But also western portions of Brazil and Argentina, at least the 90s for highs, are back. So they have unusually hot weather down that way, which could be, leading to faster drying conditions. And it looks like more heat is expected in those areas late into the weekend, into the middle of next week. So the western portions of Brazil, and that would include portions of Mato Grosso do Sul and Mato Grosso, and then much of the Argentinian bean belt will have highs at least in the 90s. Parts of western Cordoba and Santiago del Estero could get quite hot. Same thing for western La Pampa next week. So that's of concern. The other thing of concern is it looks like there's maybe going to be a lack of rain in Argentina, at least again. The only exception may be in far northern areas. Over the next 5 days, they may get significant rainfall, but just spotty amounts farther south. In Brazil, it looks like the northwestern into central sections of the Brazilian bean belt will get the most rain over the next several days. As you go northwestward into northeastward into Bahia, a little bit less rain. Same thing for Rio Grande do Sul. So the bottom line is this. There's topsoil dryness across southern Brazil and Argentina, and that is of concern. So we'll be watching that closely. It looks like the middle section of the Brazilian bean belt, though, will be getting plenty of rain here over the next week. And then as we go into the week after this week coming up, temperatures will probably turn a little bit cooler, and there could be some scattered showers and thunderstorms, but we'll have to wait and see on that. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 5:15¾, up 3/4. Last trade up 5½. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 4:71¾, down a half. Last trade down a half. March 4:88¾, down 3/4. Last trade up 6¼. May 5:01¾, down 1. Last trade up 5¼. July 5:15, down 1/4. Last trade up 5¾. December corn opened at 3:11¾, down a half. Last trade up 4. March 3:27½, down 1/4. Last trade up 9¾. July 3:48, down 1/2. Last trade up 10. January beans 8:13 on change. Last trade up 23. March 8:18, down 1/4. Last trade up 22¾. July 8:40, up 2¼. Last trade up 20¾. December soybean meal 2:48.20, up 2.70. Last trade up 2.70. January soybean oil 29.83, up 2. Last trade up 80.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dave.
You optimistic that we're near a bottom or have found a bottom in beans and corn?
Well, I think we're certainly trying to carve out a bottom at this point in time. This is typically the time of year we do it, and all indications are maybe we have seen a bottom. But, you know, these markets have been so wild and with wild swings, and follow the financial markets and the energy markets, no one can say that for certain.
Do you like it enough to recommend cheap calls?
Yes, if you want to have to make sales and are going to want to replace them, calls would be the way to do it for sure.
What is the most optimistic thing that you're seeing in the marketplace right now?
Well, I think probably beans are, in my opinion, are going to be the leader. I think if you listen to the weather forecast that preceded our little conversation here, there is some dryness developing in South America. The demand for beans has still been stronger, with China being a major player, far stronger, obviously, than the corn and wheat, not only here but in a national or in a worldwide view. So I think beans may be the leader out of this thing, and we just need to stabilize these financial markets and energy markets, which sounds like a broken record, but that's where we're at in this day and age.
You know, Argentina farmers have bagged a ton of beans, a lot still left to be priced, and they're hoping that the government will reduce the export tax on it. Yesterday, the government said no way. They're going to let those beans go?
That's a very good question. And you know, another discerning thing that has come out of the National Grain and Feed Country meetings in St. Louis that just concluded yesterday, farmers are also, not only in Argentina, but in the United States, are holding and hoping for higher prices. Their surveys down there said 40 to 50% of the wheat in southern states and 65 to 70% of the corn and beans across the Midwest are still to be sold. So those are pretty big numbers when we're, you know, in case of corn and beans, in getting ready to start our second half of the market, or second quarter, at least, of the marketing year.
Very quickly, just calls on beans, corn, and wheat.
Pretty much last night, beans up to 20 to 25, corn up 9 to 10, and wheat up 5 to 7.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.